chance to catch up with Representative McKay Erickson, House District 21 in the Star Valley community, and a legislative report from Cheyenne. Representative Erickson, good morning. How are you today in Cheyenne?
Doing well. Didn't think it could get this cold over here, but it's pretty chilly. You got both heaters on all the time.
Well,
not near what I hear about what's happening in Auburn and places like that with the minus 35. What is the record that's come up from there?
Yeah, it's been cold, McKay.
Cold.
What's 30 and 40 below? The same. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, we appreciate your time as always. Know you have a lot going on. I always like to start with committee work and what's been happening in your committee. Of course, a career in the classroom, and so it's fitting that you're on the House Education Committee. What's that committee been up to so far in the session?
Well, the committee that I'm on there has been really working hard on trying to get some new establishments, especially because of the national agenda that's kind of sweeping over Wyoming with parent rights and parent choice. So we've been dealing with a lot of bills that are coming that way. Also on some financing bills that have some great concern of mine personally because of the lack of backfill that cuts away from school and doesn't backfill it. So I've had quite a bit of work on that so far, but mainly just getting the avenues opened up for parent choice and I'm personally trying to see that doesn't cut into and take away drastically from our public schools, which I think are absolutely awesome and have done a wonderful job here in the state of Wyoming.
Representative McKay Erickson on the Weekday Wake Up with a legislative report from Cheyenne. Let's talk about those property tax bills. I know that's, again, this year at the forefront of a lot of people's minds across the state. Give us, I know there's a couple specifically that have been sailing right through.
Yeah, they have been. They so far there's been two that we've seen on the floor, either committee of the whole or in second reading and headed towards third reading. But the main one is a property tax, which is a 50% cut in rates up to $1 million worth of value in your home. The big concern I have with that and trying to get it either amended or trying to get rid of it, if you will, simply because it has no backfill and it specifically kind of goes after some of the school spending and individual community spending that's not backfilled, which means that it's a tax deduction, but yet it takes right out from programs that are already established. And my point is there's a ton of other bills like that coming, property tax reduction or easing. And I think they do a lot better at actually making sure that the communities are not really devastated by the lack of that tax money. We have the resources, and we need to just make sure that we balance that out carefully and you know, provide that tax relief. That's my number one issue. I've often said I can't go home unless we have some property tax relief. But we do have the money to be able to deal with both of those.
And so
I'm hoping.
And so, Representative, just to clarify, you're talking about you would like to see a bill. When you say backfill, you want to take money out of the state's savings account, right? And then use that money to make up the difference for local communities, town governments and school boards, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do. I do. I think we have $30 billion in a kind of a liquid account. We have more than that in savings, but most of those are invested. But the part that I would like to see is some of that, like depends on who you talk to, $1.5 billion last year we put away in savings account, but yet still turned around and sent out those horrific tax bills to everybody. So my big point is to make sure that we take care of the people and especially, you know, those of Star Valley that are kind of in that middle range that pay a lot of the taxes but have not seen much relief in any of these other bills that have that have come through in the last few years.
Representative McKay Erickson, a legislative update from Cheyenne. Any other bills or pieces of legislation that have caught your attention or you'd like to discuss this morning?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton. How far can I go on? 20 minutes or so, Duke?
Maybe not no, this time. But
yeah. Well, I the point I'd like to make is there's 763 bills that are numbered, and that's by far a record. There's no way we're going to get to all those, and we may get to 200. So, you know, we're talking 500-plus bills that are never going to even make it out of the desk drawer or different techniques for not introducing them. I have a big concern with that because some of these bills, maybe depending on the speaker's choice, are going to be, you know, lost and not be brought up during this time. And there's just no way we can get to all that, even with our 8-week session. But I'm kind of taking the technique of focusing on some major ones that I think really relate to the constituents there in House District 21 and really trying to focus and make sure that those are either forwarded or you know, obviously go towards being defeated because of the danger that it has to the majority of the constituents in the valley there. And you know, those things can be you know, adding to, which I'm a big in favor of, career technical education, seeing that. I think that's just huge. 600 jobs in the state of Wyoming are not filled because we don't have those kind of people. And I think we do, especially at Star Valley High School. We do a great job of training people to go right to work and can be certified in those areas. The regulation of fishing boats on crowded streams received a lot of feedback about people that float the salt and the snake and the grays, and they're just becoming so crowded, and come to find out most of those boats are illegally outfitted or scab outfitted, as we sometimes refer to them. We've got to see that is not continued and things like that. So those are some of the bills the many bills that I'm working on and paying close attention to and doing my best to stay abreast on.
That's Representative McKay Erickson, House District 21. Representative, thanks for your time, and we'll touch base again.
You bet. Give me a call back. I'd be glad to talk and send everybody the good wishes, and contact me if you have any questions, because I'm always open.
That's Representative McKay Erickson, House District 21. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.